Hey, if I sound too nodding off or like half dead, it's like 3 in the morning. And genuinely, I was not planning on recording shit, but like I went into the genuine kind of like similar like trip into the depths of TikTok, and then at some point I'm like, huh. Right, because like a few hours back, I was actually writing a story, and apparently my brain decided to come up with something quite gruesome, but I rather enjoy it. So this time around, like TikTok decides to just like slap me and either a bloody psychopathic killer and shit, and I'm like, huh. I mean. And the first of the comments is like, "Where can I purchase one?" And I'm like, for some reason quite how should I put it? Kind similar thought was there from my side as well. And I was like, "Huh, interesting." So the whole thing with the story that I got the prologue chapter and the first chapter out in the last couple of days. The shit was inspired by the movie VIP. That's like a Korean drama slash kind of like thriller thingy from 2017. I love that shit. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's like, just a little bit of gore, just, blood and shit. It's not too bad. But then kind of like it kind of inspired me for a story, and I was like, well, damn. Guess I'm that fucked up. But overall, it doesn't seem too bad. But then again, at the same time, I have like, I think two more goddamn stories just there. And I'm like, fuck. I kind of want to like work on the story that I fucking spent like, I think it was roughly like 5 to 8 hours writing out like all the outline, the characters, the goddamn artwork, because like I had to sketch it out at some point because I was like, that's a lot. And there's like multiple main characters as well, and there's like a really complicated story that's like, for like if it were to be like a online novel, kind of like, a web novel kind of shit that comes out, that can literally stretch out to like 1,400 and even more kind of chapters, kind of situation. And there's like a lot of like correlation in between the characters and stuff. And like, there's a lot. There's even like chronological fucking, draw out of that. There's a full fucking outline, like, relationship in between the characters, like, all that shit. And I'm like, that's epic. And it's called like, and I was still debating on how exactly to call this motherfucker because like, kind of think that maybe I should be calling it like 13 Kingmakers or something along these lines because it's basically about the Kingmakers. But there's like this situation about it. It's not that easy. So I'm like, yeah, I kind of enjoy it. But at the same time, I'm like, why does my brain want like shit to be that complicated? At the same time, there's another story that's more kind of like romantic piratey, I guess, with like two female protagonists. And there's like that, and I still ain't got no freaking name to it. And there's another story that's basically like Journal and Tea, it's called. And I've been having it on hold for like freaking years. And it's also about two female protagonists, because like, ladies, love is amazing, and it's also on hold. And I'm like, why the fuck do I have so many kind of like stories there? But like, it's kind of annoying in a way that you know how you want this to go. Like, the full story, it's in your head, and you're like, I'm just lazy to write it out, or you're just like writing out, but like, you're burning out way too fast. So right now, in my case, it's kind of like I have enough drive to just like write a chapter or two of one thing, Although I have like, some shit at the back of my head, with some of the stories. Like the biggest one that's like my the magnum opus with fucking parallels, bro, like years of writing that bitch. But like book two, started to write it, left it. 'Cause I was like, I don't know what to do with this. I mean, I know what to do with this, but like my inspiration ain't there. Like with how everything's like around me and how apparently dawned on me like some way some time back that apparently I am a lot influenced by the surroundings around me for me to actually create. And I'm like, huh, makes sense. So because of it, mainly I just have more gruesome kind of shit in my head at the moment. Anything to do with like, I mean, right now I'm writing a story about like, serial killers, like, hired killers, kind of like informational intelligence, human trafficking, like scammers, like some illegal shenanigans. And it's kind of like a story for me just to, not forget how to write stories. Like I write it out just for the sake of just like, meh, it's dark as fuck. It has a lot of sexual shit in it. That'll do for now. I mean, just, so that I don't forget how to write stories. But yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'm just too fucking dead to do like more than at the moment. But at the same time, I love still writing nonetheless. And I wouldn't say I'm salty, but fuck. I also found this one, like online, like website slash app thingy where you can just like plan out everything that's like for your book. So there's like, special stuff for characters, for your like settings, attributes. You can just like put in like, all the pictures that correlate with the place, character, like you can just set up religion, races, like everything in there. Just like it has a lot just to go in, poke in, and just like input whatever, like, much of information you need to do. And it literally has everything you need, but it has limitations for a free trial. It's kind of like for a free kind of like account, it has limitations. And then there's like, you can buy stuff and you can add stuff. And I'm like, I kind of think that maybe for the 13 Kingmakers, I could use it, but downside, I have more than 10 characters. And I do go into fucking ton of details for each fucking character regarding his history, upbringing, like trial and error, kind of like life in general, like. And I, for some goddamn reason, I like to go like in depth on every single fucking character to just like draw out all the fucking traumas to be like, oh yeah, just so you know, like this is the case. And as I write out the story, like the original kind of like story that goes, all the shit is gonna be brought out in there so the people know why this character has issues or triggers or like ways of doing stuff. So it's like, it's relevant. Some shit ain't relevant. It's just for me because, like, I need to remember how exactly some of the, like, habits of the character go, or why exactly this motherfucker says exactly the same thing. So, makes sense to me. And at times, I just, like, think that, okay, so writing out a story, like, I would not, under any fucking circumstances, be able to write further along either the story that is the observer, the cathedral. I mean, 13 Kingmakers, it's a 50-50 situation. Journalancy, definitely. And parallels. For those fucking stories, I need to live next to like a fucking big city or in the big city. Because there's aspects that I have to like witness, like with my fucking eyes. It's kind of like keep it at the back of my head that this is happening. Like, because with these stories, like there's aspects that kind of like correlate to like big cities. And right now I'm like in a fuck knows where, so it's not really kind of like helping. So yeah, it's like in here, like with whatever is surrounding me right now, it's easier to write stories about literally like human trafficking, scamming, like killing, like gruesome shit, like dark survival, busted, kind of like gritty situation stuff altogether, kind of like because it inspires only on the those kind of like stuff. People ostracizing people, mean kind of like closed up, closed off communities, freaking some fucking cult shit and stuff. It would be easier to write about that than like, something more of like sciencey and cool, like which I like to write. So yeah, and I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. That kind of makes sense. Also, like I decided, like I know that I got rid of a lot of shit on my accounts that just basically is anything regarding my personal life, not for the sake of like not sharing it, but I think I got to the point where I have like a few close friends who just literally are I wouldn't say abused, but kind of abused with like almost daily updates of shenanigans that happen around here. Some are fun, some not so much. But like I kind of like got this kind of like feel, I guess, of having my kind of cousin sister getting quite close with her and like understanding each other, because like there was a moment where she had a layover flight in this damn country, in the capital, so I had to go to the capital to deliver one of her bags. It's a long ass story, but the main point is that even though her flight was like there was problem on top problem, but and kind of like led to her staying overnight in this country to go like to the flight that she had to get on the next day. But like I enjoyed like spending time with her because like we were so chill. Like we kind of like I got reminded how it feels to be kind of like staying with a person with whom you don't feel any type of freaking, pressure with. You don't have pressure to talk with the person, you don't have pressure, you don't feel unease with this person. It's just like you're so chill. You can do whatever, like, you can just like not talk and it's fine. Like, whatever you say, you're not being judged. You can like literally talk about whatever things at all. And this person is actually trying to like understand you besides just listening to you. So it's amazing. And to me, it was like a gulp of fresh air, kind of like remembering that such shit exists. And I'm like, fuck. I'm missing out on life, bro. So besides that, there were also a few other aspects about like, civilized life that I was reminded about, and I'm like, yeah, I gotta fuck off, mate. Like I genuinely gotta fuck off. And then like there's a few other new characters, characters in my life that appeared, so I guess like I'm unlocking some new chapters of stories of shit. And this one particular character, she's like 18 years old and like one more of my sisters. And I'm like, why the fuck I have so many relatives? So really interesting character, really artistic character, and really angsty person, I guess. Like salty as fuck. Even though positions differently, but salty as fuck. And because of the saltiness, there were some it was maybe unintended or maybe intended, kind of like wording said to me because she was not happy with her not being involved or engaged with the shit that I was doing. And I was like, right. gonna wanna to nag this person and kinda like be salty back, but then I'm like, wait. Let's just face the reality that I'm like fucking 12 years old and we shouldn't do this shit. It's like, let's be the older gen, you know, and just face that we millennials don't need to be this annoying in general. So yeah. And that's why I'm like, I mean, I'm I wouldn't say confused, but puzzled in a sense with the like latest character development and story development of this like whichever season of my life I'm living at. And because of it, I'm like, you know what, fuck it. Being bothered with shit, fuck that. So in my case, I'm thinking that if in a few weeks time to like months time I piss off to another country altogether, I will not be surprised. But what I'm up to and what I managed to find, I would not be surprised. Like, it's like there's just too much drama in this household and I'm just like not about it. Like, you know, and that there's like a drama that's chisme, that's kind of like an interesting kind of drama. And it's kind of like a lighthearted drama that you kind of like look at and you're like, oh my God, you know. And then it kind of like, you know, is being sorted finally. And then you move on. In this household, this drama ain't being sorted. For the sake that there's like, you know, multiple people that don't fucking take responsibility for what they do. And I'm like, I'm not, nah. So I'm not going to be the person to take responsibility for their shenanigans. Like, I'm having enough, like, you know, having responsibility for my shenanigans. Like, what the fuck? And so I'm like, nah, I'm good. And simultaneously with all of that, I just find myself more tuning in into what I want, not just like trying to just go in with the people and trying to kind of like make them feel better. Like, fuck you. Genuinely, if you don't like it, it's your problem. Like, because like it's you who is the one answering for how you act or react towards what is said or done. And if you're this emotional, that's your fucking problem, not mine. Because I'm damn chill about it. So, and because of that, I just like find myself like previously, also funny observation. Previously, I was like binging a fuck ton of Korean drama. And I mean it, like a lot. Now, there's not so much Korean drama I find. What I do find is more ongoing anime situations, as well as a lot of webtoons. And I'm like, but why? Like, I genuinely just like devour so much like webtoons, so many stories. Like my little notebook that literally is like there since like whichever fucking age, like maybe 2018 or like 2017, that little notebook is just filled with freaking names and names and names upon names. I mean, there's like movies and anime and like mangas and webtoons past pages, like I think past four pages, everything is mainly manga and like webtoons. There's not so much even anime, and I'm like, why? Why is life so hard? Like, being a geek is hard. There's so much good shit, but there's so much shit. Damn. So yeah. Also, my luggage and amount of my shenanigans and clothing is lessening, which I love. It's kind of like getting neater by the day. And I'm like, yay. But I think I should, like, you know, commence a little bit of arson. Just in case I need to, you know, get rid of some of the other of my stuff. Especially, like, documents and shit. Like, I'd rather burn it than throw it out. Because, like, we don't have any shredder. And I just don't want to sit there for ages and just, like, rip papers, like, you know, apart. Because fuck it. I'd rather set it on fire and see it burn. Also, it's gonna be like a little that, you know, kind of like a campfire situation out in the park and be like, oh, campfire. Not to mention it's still goddamn cold and it's getting like up to like minus 20 something at times in here, and it's fucked ton of snow. It's like you get out and it's snowing, and I was pissed off because like just a week back it was amazing, like it was getting warmer, we had like less snow, close to no snow outside. And then I went to the capital, and on my way back it started to fucking snow, and I'm like, why? Why? I get back here and it's just fucking piles of snow. Next morning I get out, freaking 2 meters high, like snow piles of like clean snow from the fuck. What the fuck happened? Like, why are we getting snowed in? Like, what the fuck? Like, I was not, like, dude, I was wearing freaking my autumn coat. I love that autumn coat. And now I gotta go back into the freaking winter jacket. Like, a winter coat. Fuck it. I'm missing out on fashion, goddammit. Like, what I would love to whine about, genuinely. But yeah. Also, randomly, with some little things, I got absolutely, confused. In a sense, confused with, with my own course that I've posted on Udemy some time ago, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And then I witnessed something unusual, which is like, you know, like I just left it there for like a while and I didn't do shit because, you know, like all that marketing and whatnot, and I wouldn't say shit at marketing, I don't do I just don't partake in it. And the moment I have someone, or like I am lazy at marketing shit. Yes, I go through the courses of like, you know, SEO and like marketing strategies and whatnot, but I'm like, I'm lazy at applying it. Like, it's a lot of thinking of which exact words to use, or like which words, like, you know, it would be better in the search engine for these specific things. And I cannot go back into the times of like, you know, early 2000s when you just like, you know, put random names together just to get attention, like, because that's dumb. Because that's just genuinely fucking dumb. So I cannot do that. And for me to write, like, you know, to write and to find the right words to put in, it takes a bit. So even with the help of ChatGPT and, like, you know, other AI stuff, it's still hard. I'm like, yeah, but kind of like, yeah. A little bit of those excruciating moments in life. But hey, so simultaneously I discovered the pleasure, which is weird. The actual pleasure of video call, because like I had that video call with my sister and it was hilarious, and I was like, oh my god. Because like I would genuinely hate video calls, because like, first off, I don't like seeing my own face, even if it's like a small fucking, you know, in the corner in a small, like, I fucking hate it. I love seeing the face of the other person. I don't like seeing my face, and the whole idea of somebody seeing my face, I don't enjoy it. Like, I'm against it, frankly. And with my sister, it's like, you look like you've been done by a train. I'm like, bro, I have been done by a bus. Like, because, like, it took me, like, fucking ages to sort out how to get to the fucking airport. Because, like, the bus isn't there, fuck. Like, I was not prepared for what I was met with. Not to mention not sleeping for the fucking night because there was Spaniards until fucking 2 o'clock in the morning partying. And then from 3:30, there were Frenchies that came around and had to sing their own fucking national songs and whatever until, like, freaking 7 o'clock in the morning. Like, bro. Like, I know what I signed up for, but that was not it. Like, that was a bit too much for me. Not in the sense of, like, too much for me because there's, like, you know, diversity of people and languages. No. It was too much for me because apparently, randomly, this place, all of a sudden, was slapping me with a lot of, like, youngsters that are fucking below the age of 25. And they all love to party. And I'm there just genuinely trying to be like my introverted self and fucking sleep. Cause like, I need to wake up at fucking 7 and do shit. And they were not taking it. They were just like partying the fuck out of themselves. Damn. I was not prepared for that. But I'm thankful for reminding me what it is to just like sit in your bed, like, you know, lie in your bed. Like, be annoyed and listen to the cheese man next to you and be just like, you know, oh my god, what did your tia do again, you know? I mean, by that time, I was already kind of, like, feeling like I understood, like, a third of what was spoken in Spanish, and I was like, fuck. I mean, and the half of what was spoken in French was also hilarious for the sake that there was like, also like, like a cheese kind of like situations where people be, talking about stuff. Like, what they're doing, their plans, their family, shenanigans, like some drinking, who's done what, who's fucking whom, and you're like, why? Like, I'm not a part of conversation, but why do I have to hear it all? Like, why? Yet the best parts nonetheless is always, always swearing. Like, that's like, you hear it, you're like, ah, I feel like I'm back in London. So, amazing. Also, on the part of London, I am absolutely baffled with what's going on in London, in England in general, like in the United Kingdom right now. It's shit show. Like, as much as I love UK, the more news I genuinely see of what's going on right now in there, it's just, it's painful to watch. And like, as I speak with my dad regarding like, like how the people live in there and like, the rent, the food, blah blah, like, travel costs of everything. Bro, like even like what, 5 years, like not 5 years, okay, maybe 10 years back. 10 years back. The fuck? I mean, like, the fuck happened within 10 years? Like, the amount of, like, the snowballing of issues just got to the freaking critical point of crazy. And now it's genuinely, like, shit dumps the fire, in like, like, freaking, it's horrible. And with what I love from, I still love UK, I love London, like, with all my heart, I freaking love London. I feel like it's my, kind of... For me, London is like my toxic ex. I love him. I love London, but I have issues with it. And like, I have like, PTSD from that motherfucker, but I still love it. And like, with all of that, I'm like looking at it. And even though my father's like, yeah, come back, like, you'll find something to do in here. I'm like, fuck that. Like, you see what's going on? You're seeing the prices of food? Fuck it. Like, definitely not going there. Like, no. Like, nah. So that's why I'm just like trying to find ways of like, managing it someplace else. So yeah, but I genuinely feel for everyone in UK right now, and like with everything that's going on with the protests and with like, the Royal Mail and with everything else, and how like the food shortages, the freaking veggie, and like, all of that, like the prices going up to this extent, like even like the freaking the mortgages and like the rent price, what the fuck, like the bills, bro, like we ain't that rich, the fuck, like can what, I flabbergasted. Like, I genuinely hope it's gonna improve, but like for now, for the foreseeable future at the moment, I cannot even. 'Cause like it just like gives me the vibes of like it's gonna be like, that event with London riots at some point again, if not worse. 'Cause like people are gonna be fed up and they're gonna be pissed. Like they're pissed already. Like how far do you wanna take it? And the same situation with like, the rent prices and the food prices and like living shit situations, like it's all over the world. Like I'm just questioning when exactly like the whole socio thing is gonna blow up. In the faces of, like politics and whatnot, to go and like try and sort it out, because like nihilism is one thing, stoicism is one other thing that people take and approaches to all of it, but genuinely it still does not solve the thing. And yeah, even though I can like, chat about it, whine about it, I'm not the one to do stuff about it, I know, because like I'm in no position of power to leverage that power to do something about it. And just seeing, the just making content about it, or like, just talking about it might or might not do much, but just my humble opinion on it. So, anywho, I am gonna go and try and get sleep, and I'm quite happy that I got to write again, even though it's something dark, but I'm writing, so it's a progress. And for those of you listening, thank you for listening to my shenanigans. I love you. I hug you and I kiss you, face you. So, till the next time.